Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Yes, I had canceled on the 17th. You charged me $49.89 on the 15th. I'm wondering if I get any product or if I get my money back.
Okay, I'd be more than happy with assisting you. Can you please provide me with your zip code?
53546.
I'm sorry, you said it so fast. You said 52 or 53?
53546.
Okay, thank you for that. Your first and last name?
Shirley Yates.
Thank you for the information, Ms. Yates. And can you verify your address?
2305 Morningside Drive, Janesville, Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you for that. Give me 1 second. Take a look at the account. Reading those. Okay, so yes, the charges are valid. We canceled you, but we weren't able to refund funds.
Why?
The charges are
valid.
I gave you
$49.89 for nothing.
It's for the digital.
I didn't do this. My grandson did it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand, but we aren't able to refund.
Well, what do I get in return?
It was for the digital, the online meal plan app. It's a meal plan app. It's an app that helps you focus on how to use real foods to reduce sugar and carb cravings. They provide you with different mini recipes to help you eat better so that you can feel better. So that's
now
what that's
he,
for.
He thought he was giving me a Christmas present of a Dyson for $4.90-something shipping charge.
Yes.
That's what he ordered.
I understand, but we aren't able to actually refund. We canceled you out, so you won't receive any more charges.
Well, I'm going to take you to Better Business Bureau because this is ridiculous. I paid $49.89 for nothing.
I get nothing. Yes, I definitely understand, but I apologize that we're not able to actually give you the funds back.
Well, then your website is going up as a do not. So I am very upset about this. At least you can give me something. I don't know. Okay. Don't expect to get any more business from anybody I know.
All right. Definitely.